Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, it's been a hokey-pokey kind of day for soybeans. Before the report, we were on positive territory with a nearby July up 9 3/4. After the report, we delved into negative territory, got down all the way to 14.16 1/4. And now we're turned around again, and we're at 14.30 1/2, and we're on the positive side again.
Yes, we are. And we have living proof that it's really stupid to have a report while the markets are open and watching the fluctuations that happen, the extremes that happen when we can't survey all the numbers. But maybe the USDA will watch that.
That was my point. Do you think that was the knee-jerk?
Do I think that was knee-jerk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was very much. Computers were programmed to look at certain numbers. Quick orders were put in along with those, and it just wasn't what we were looking for, what we were hoping for. You know, basically overall, if you looked at the report, the was definitely negative. The corn leaving the 166 number in there, leaving the carryouts the same, and the production number tremendously huge, especially after lowering the crop ratings.
Oh, everybody's got to be scratching their heads, Wayne, and saying, "What is USDA thinking?"
I don't know. I figured out that I don't know, but I haven't figured out what they're thinking and how their logic goes. But, you know, that along with the morning forecast that actually gave some hopes of rain in the following, 7 to 10 day forecast out there for parts of the Midwest that didn't receive rain, like our area here. Of course, they did talk a lot about the Missouri area that had been dry, the southern Illinois area that had been dry that got some decent rains, and Ohio that got some but not a lot of rain yesterday. Indiana seemed to be the one that was really cheated in the whole thing.
Well, and Iowa and Minnesota, they were complete misses.
Yeah, but they'd been get some rains before. They had a little more than we did. But, yes, there was some very for the general rain that was forecast there. But the forecast this morning did give us some chances, like I said, 7 days out, but we're very skeptical of those because we had a very good chance going into the weekend of a Monday rain also that never materialized. We do sort of feel like we maybe, after today's trade, probably etched out some bottoms in the corn until we can see a little better idea on what the weather forecast is going to be.
Well, we're going to be moving into pollination in some areas very soon.
Yeah, and hopefully those are the areas that did receive part of the rain. Of course, southern Illinois, Missouri, and those areas would be a little bit ahead. We're fortunate enough to get some of the rain. We're going to be a little ways till we get there. We're just really hoping that the rain does materialize next week.
You know, when you see a report like this one where there essentially was no changes to speak of, all there was some minor adjustments of usage figures on old crop corn, but in the end it was a wash. But you realize that this snapshot was taken a while back, a few days ago. How does that play out in traders' minds? Because I thought for sure that maybe traders were already in the 162 to 163 camp. But maybe when you see a report like this, which doesn't do anything, it becomes bearish news, even though it should be neutral news.
That would be the right case, Dave. I mean, basically, the numbers that they threw at us today were negative. They were higher than the anticipated estimates. And as we look at that, that is a negative report. How long that will hold, it's sort of like how long does good news out of Europe last in the financial markets? Mm-hmm. How long will the bad news last with this? I think by the end of the day, we'll be back to trading weather again and looking very strongly at that and say that the USDA sort of failed at their job or at least got a very poor grade at it. If we had Mr. Cooley, he'd be giving them at least a C- or a B on this.
Might even be an F.
They at least showed up and put the numbers out, so we can't fail them.
Grading on the curve. Well, I guess the good news of this, if you're looking at it from a technical standpoint, like Dan Zwicker would tell me, you would say something along the lines, well, you know, that we've had that May low, 11th low around 499, and then we tried to come down and test it, but we didn't reach it, and we had 508, and then today we tried to go down again, but again, we're higher than that previous low, you know, at, 516 and three quarters is where we got to today. So I guess from a technical standpoint, you know, it's really not too bad.
You know, I'm not really sure. I know that the Elliott Wave people are figuring that there's still one more down in this market and looking at things. But it's as of today, as crazy old fundamental traders, a few of us left out here, we're going to say we're going to be watching this weather forecast tremendously close, mm-hmm. watching the temperatures for this week tremendously close. Mm-hmm. We know we don't have much chance of rain in a lot of the dry areas, but cooler temperatures can help us immensely as far as that goes, is stretching into the next period of rain that possibly could come, Dave.
So after this week, the next 10-day forecast after this week will be the one that makes or breaks much of what traders believe final yield will be.
Well, I would think so. I mean, very basically along the way, there were very few areas that got enough rain to say that they got more than a week's worth or replenishment. The good general rain, 1 to 2 inch rains, did not happen. We did, you know, like I say, we would have been thrilled to get a quarter to a half an inch. We got four drops. But there were areas that did get some decent rain, and we're very happy for them, and that did help sustain the crop in, you know, Missouri, southern Illinois, parts of Kentucky, right. Parts of Ohio. So we're very happy for that.
What's the hedger to do about all this?
Well, I think right in here that you have to somewhat sit tight, and we if we don't see more rain, why? But we don't make more sales right now.
Very good, Wayne. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana.